Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High Advanced Orchestra, and welcome to the ASTA National Orchestra Festival here in Albuquerque, New Mexico on March the 8th, 2019. My name is Bill Bitter. I'm the orchestra director at Highland High School in Gilbert, Arizona. Something's funny on stage. Anyway, it's my pleasure today to listen to your performance and offer some comments and critiques. I'm very much looking forward to hearing you. You have a wonderful-looking program, and I'll be back as soon as you're ready to begin. Good luck to you all. All right, nice introduction, good reception of applause from your fans, and we're ready for some Holst. Sound on this unison opening. I like the shaping you did in the three, the 9/8 measures. Nice for you. Good contrast in the pianos here. Thank you for that crescendo. A lot of groups missed that one going into big one. Good for you. Careful not to slow down. We've set a tempo up here. We want to stay with it. You might try not shortening the accent of notes quite so much at big two, giving us some length and accent. See if you like that. It's not right or wrong, just a different way to think of that. You also might try just a little more length on the fortissimo dotted quarter notes. We got to decide if we're going to take a breath at the end of measure 59 before we start the new phrase at big three. If we are, then we all need to do that together. We didn't quite achieve that. It sounded like you dropped a phrase is what came out to us. Careful. So easy to rush that crescendo. Hang on, you did good. Use that bow. Yeah, nice. First. Oh, I don't see every first violin using their full bow there. Want to be sure we match all the way throughout the section. Even if you're in the fourth or fifth row, you want to be sure that what you're playing is the same as that person in the front row. It does matter. More accent on the bass hemiola there would be really, really cool. Yeah, it's such a cool part. It's the only thing happening different there. Yeah, I'd like that little crescendo here that you put in at measure at the beginning of the tune. And drive through those three dotted quarter notes into the next measure each time. Okay, now at the 9/8, measure 116, it's not a dynamic change. We kind of drop dramatically. It's okay to let up a little bit, but I don't think we want to change it to a piano there. All right, this is the scary part, isn't it? Cello, bass, so close, so close. You guys are the important part there. Violins, you're the harder part. And just a little pitchiness in the low strings. And the violin's just a little bit too strong. Okay. Good control at the tempo change. Good control here on the accelerando, yeah. All right, there's so many things good happening on that piece of music. Wonderful opening unison pitch and articulation. Some really good dynamic shaping ideas throughout. I would encourage you to take that a step further and be maybe a little more consistent when we have that, or praise, repeat, and consider that. A couple places I might like some notes a little longer, but what you did, for the most part, you were all doing together, so we don't really quibble about that when we're adjudicating you. And you know, the scary spot, measure 170, the big number 9, everybody's afraid of that when they play this, and you guys handle that so well. Just want to be careful not to overbalance the melody in the low strings with the violins playing that really hard part. So, great job. Good start to your program here. That fifth basses. Your E to your B is not as in tune as the cellos are. Beautiful quality of sound on this opening though. Nice handling on the accents. I like the little swell and crescendo and decrescendo happening naturally underneath the phrase. Good job. At times, guys, you're tending to clip the ends of the slurred eighth notes. Got to be super careful to finish each one of those slurs. For example, measure 17, we kind of heard di-yut, di-yut-da, di-yut-da, and we really don't want that. You want to connect that as beautifully as you're playing the rest of the phrase. So we got to just be really mindful of the second note of each slur, give it its full value. Get out of the way of that solo so he doesn't have to work. Not here in the 16ths quite as strong in the seconds as we might like to, but the accent in the first violins kind of makes up for it. I can use more accent in the low string part, measure 42 and 45. Your pulse, soloists. Good job, guys. Terrific job on all the dissonance in that little passage, you guys, soloists and tutti alike. Nice work. Very effective. Good crescendo. Little phrases into the eighth rests. We could try to feather those out even softer. excellent control through that such an exposed part. Little bit of phasing between the 2T entrances at 81 and 84. I'm losing the descending B naturals in the arpeggio on the first violin, 92 and 93. Again, it's the second note of a slur. That's really easy for us to not give it the same kind of love the rest of the notes are getting. It's a good habit to start getting into, is to make sure you finish those slurs. Maintain our pulse. We're speeding up a little bit. Just a tendency to compress the beat a little bit on these syncopations. Nice ending. A little bit of looseness on that very last attack where that shift is. Be sure violins that are going up for that high E that you have a plan in place to be on that high E. I'm sure you were intending to shift between the first two notes. I hope so. Instead of just, you know, sticking a fourth finger up and saying a little prayer. Just a little loose on the attack. Not on the pitch, but on the attack. Anyway, great, great job. A lot of good things happening. My biggest concern in that piece would be that the tendency to compress the pulse sometimes when you have those syncopated accompaniments under the 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1. The accompaniment figure underneath that tends to come in a little early. You're just rushing through those rests a little bit. And here we go, Rock Canyon. For my taste, the accents in the opening six measures could jump out at us a little bit more. A little stronger attacks and a little more space on the staccato accents. Listen for these. Yeah, good accents in measure 16. Thank you. Careful not to cover the violas, violins, and cello strings. Careful. You are so powerful, and with great power comes great responsibility, cellos. Get out of the way when you need to. Okay, accents here, both in measure 25 and 29 and 31. We could use more pop on the attack and more space after them. And we're just a little muddy through the viola line there going into measure 36. And all those slurs, our left hands have to be fingering very, very firmly because that's where the articulation is. It's all in your left hand fingers. Yeah, we're not as clear on our subdivision of pulse here, also from 42 up to measure 50. We start adding these more long notes in there, and we're just not as precise as you want to be and as you've been so far on your other pieces. Mm-hmm. kind of compressing the pulse here on these rests a little bit. Let's get down, get down, get down, get down to that perianosum. Oh, there we go. Beautifully done, soloist. Thank you for that. You don't have to be shy about putting in some dynamic shapes in that phrase. You could do a little more with that if you'd like. Okay? And perhaps you're looking for just a very simple song there, and that's okay. But you might consider that and talk to your director about possibly put some ups and downs and dynamics, what would feel natural. Kind of what the orchestra as a 2T section is doing now. Now we're shaping the phrase as we play. A little phasing on the 16th notes, measure 85. Good job on the triplet figure. Nice work. More separation. Yeah, we're a little muddy with all the open string work just because the open strings are ringing so much. We might need to shorten that up a little bit. We weren't playing it wrong. We were playing them together. It's just the resonance of the instrument gets in the way a little bit. We have to counteract that with a little bit more space. Careful, see natural bass. See, it's more accent in the low strings there. Off all this. Ha ha he. Space, space, space. Huh, that's an interesting ending. This is my first time hearing that piece. That's not the ending I would have expected Mr. Silva to put in there. Anyway, but regardless, good, great job, great job. Lots of good playing. There's some subdivision issues during the slow section, especially around measures 42 to measure 50, where we want to be sure we're subdividing down to the shortest notes you have to play so we don't rush tempo there. There was a little bit of compressing the pulse in your syncopation accompaniments. Example is measure 59 and 60. And then we just had some muddiness there around the open strings in that last section around measure 95 to 97, just because the strings are ringing. We got to overcompensate for that. And then you probably remember that I fussed about accents from time to time. And that came back to bite you a little bit here at the end. The staccato accents didn't really have the impact that I think you intended them to do. All right. Faraway place. So the question is, are we using the E-flat? Yes, we are. The E-flat version. Good work. Looking forward to this. Thank you. Okay, orchestra, for my taste, I love that you're connecting, and I love that you're going at this unhurried tempo, but I would like to hear the articulation on the three-quarter notes. So let's be sure we are moving both together and that we do hear the articulation, otherwise we just think it's a whole note.
Got it, half note.
Okay. On that suspension a little bit more seconds. See how the violas do with their suspension here. Yeah, we could do maybe a little more lean on that too. Very tasteful ritardando. Thank you, orchestra and conductor. Some really tasteful musical ideas there coming from your conductor and performed very well by the orchestra. Now be careful, now that we're finally picking up the tempo cellos, you want to be sure you settle back on those pizzicatos. I don't see a lot of people moving in time, and you kind of need to show a little groove even in a slow piece like this, just a little bit from the shoulders. That'll help you stay in time. Remember, when you pizzicato, the only motion you have on your body is plucking the string. And it's really easy to speed up, because when you're done plucking the string, we're ready to play the next note. So we got to be sure we are engaging the whole body to keep time. Yeah, be careful as we do the crescendo in the 44 violins, violas. We don't get too excited about those eighth notes and use too much bow so that we lose our connected phrase. Gotta pace the speed to match the tempo and the dynamics. I could use a little more of the bottom octave from the first violins. Don't shorten your bow quite so much on the way down to that mezzo piano. Draw a little more bow, float that bow so you get a little bit more tone color out of the instrument. If you shorten your bow too much, we lose the tone. Talked about completing the slur on some of the slurred eighth notes in the Nunez piece. There's just a little tendency now as we close out to the end of this piece that we're giving up on the second note of our slurred quarter notes. I hope you hear that. And it's just a mental thing. You got to always stay tuned into with your own ears and make sure you finish every note. Give it its full value. Even if you have a string crossing or a shift to deal with, that note still deserves its full value. You can't clip it short just because it's hard. Not when you play at the level you do. You can do that. Suspension there, a second you could lean on to. Yeah. Oh, careful, cellos. It was a nice moment. Nice moment. Yeah, so some such musical playing there, and you guys did such a great job following your conductor's musical ideas and his variances in tempo and the stretching here and the pushing there. And then cello's got to be careful right at the end. Don't plow through that last F natural on the eighth note. Be sure you go right with your conductor. Beautiful playing. It's finished strong here with Vanishing Point. Settle. It was so nicely in tune. Let us enjoy it for that full duration. Okay, we're not getting all the accents, guys. One and two and four. There you have it, first. Yeah, the second accent in those descending lines in the violin part and in the ascending line of the cello needs to be stronger. It's hard. As a general rule, it's hard to overdo an accent. Let your director tell you that you're doing too much. Careful, F sharps, cello bass. Good control, violins and violas. Thank you. Yeah, you'll hear those accents when you listen to your recording and understand what we're talking about. So I'm not going to talk about them anymore, but that's something to address. Doing a really good job on this unique groove that Mr. Meyer gave the cellos and basses. Good job, you guys. Love the dynamic shapes, thank you. Another general rule, it's hard to play too soft. It's hard to do too big of a contrast. Tasteful retardando, thank you for that. Yeah, I might have let the orchestra open up just a little bit more through that crescendo into 77. Thank you. compliment you guys on your attention to balance details, particularly accompanying soloists, and being sure we hear the voice we need to hear and that our attention as listeners is directed to where we should be directed. You're doing a wonderful job of leading us through this piece of music. I wouldn't mind seeing you move a little bit more as you play. There's just a few of you showing the music in your body. As an audience, we like to see you connect physically as well and visually with your music. Sustained notes. There was that end of the phrase that I mentioned, and then here at 118 it feels like we rushed a little bit through the dotted half note. Be sure our fortissimo is different than the two fortes you crescended to. I'm not sure we were much louder. That's hard lick there, cello bass. That's where the accents can also help you clean that up a little bit, shorten things up. I put a little space between these syncopations, also cellos. Good job. I promised you I wouldn't talk about the accents, so I won't. This is classic Richard Meier, as I'm sure you know. He puts both the legato phrase and the legato melody that he's given you and the rhythmic melody together. We want to be sure to maintain the integrity of both of those when they're played in the same time with each other. And again, another fortissimo. I think we just missed the mark a little bit. Didn't quite get to the top of that. Maybe we're tired. Right. Guys, some really, really fine playing from this orchestra. Lots of attention to detail. You should be very proud of your performance. Let's see, generally on the Meier, the vanishing point. The accents that I promised I wouldn't talk about anymore. That's a theme in this tune. There's some places in this final piece, and it could be because you're at the end of a really, really wonderful, challenging program. But maybe we have a little bit less focus, and maybe we're a little tired physically and maybe mentally to stay as focused. But we weren't as together on some of these final 16th note licks on the last page or so of your music as you were at the beginning, say, in the Holst, which was super tight and super awesome. I don't want to say that the final piece was bad by any stretch, because it wasn't, because you play so very well. But those are details you want to be sure you're maintaining, staying strong all the way to the finish of your program. That's hard. The older you get, the more music you play, the more you have to develop that skill set. So congratulations on all your fine work preparing for today. I thoroughly enjoyed your performance. I wish you much success as you close out the rest of your school year here over the last 9 to 12 weeks. And I hope I get to hear you guys again in the future. It was very, very enjoyable. Congratulations.